Tuesday, February 24th, 2009. In the extraordinary form, St. Matthias. In the ordinary form, just a ferryah. No matter which way you slice it, it's Fat Tuesday. Let's pig out.
From the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal Spinchet Network.
We interrupt the series on the music issues to do something positive. Introduce some neat psalm settings for Lent, exclusively on Crystal Spinchet Anywhere. Right now! It's time for Crystal Spinchet Anywhere! At half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun! And now, your liturgical stimulus package, here's Ryan Michael Page! Hello and welcome, long time no see, ego sum brianis mic ailes pacina. We're in the 153rd episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. I've actually spent the last few weeks preparing my own musical settings of the responsorial psalms for Lent and setting them over to the Chabanel project. We'll be looking at these very shortly. Now, we did try to do this originally as a Christos Vincit TV video cast. Now, the show recorded fine on the camera. Yes, we finally got a new camera about a month ago. However, the USB connection got loose somewhere inside the camera, and we could not get anything up on the computer. So instead of CVTV7, it's CVA number 153. Okay? Just don't have any picture. That's all. Now, of course, the rest of the time on my little hiatus have been spent on the job as a customer service manager for Schwan's Home Food Service. Buy my product, will you? Don't give up Schwan's for Lent. In the meantime, please pray for me. I sent out a resume just a couple of weeks ago to a parish within the neighboring diocese of Worcester, Massachusetts. Now, I don't know what book is in the pew. I do know that it's a nice traditional-looking church. Of course, looks are only skin deep. With a two-manual pipe organ, and it is used regularly, I heard. Now, the pastor is not a diocesan priest, but from a religious order. If I mention the order, I will give away the name of the church and the location. So I'm going to stop right there. So, like I mentioned, today we take on the Psalms for Lent 2009 as set to music by yours truly. But first, let's say hello to them jungle screechers. 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31 except for February alone and what did skip it. Well, here's our feast for the month calendar, February 2009. First of all, the Sundays. February 1st, which already passed, fourth Sunday of ordinary time in the ordinary form, or in the extraordinary form, fourth Sunday after the Epiphany. February 8th, which also already passed, fifth Sunday of ordinary time in the extraordinary form, Septuagesima Sunday, yep, at pre-Lent. Began in the extraordinary form just a couple of Sundays ago. No Gloria, no Alleluia, purple vestments. And then the 15th, sixth Sunday of ordinary time, or in the extraordinary form, Sexagesima Sunday. And then this Sunday coming up, the seventh Sunday of ordinary time, in the ordinary form, and in the extraordinary form, Quinquagesima Sunday. Now, other dates of importance. One that already passed, Groundhog Day, the second, in the ordinary form, Presentation of Our Lord, and in the extraordinary form, the Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which uses pretty much the same chants. And then, coming up on the 25th, Ash Wednesday. That's in both forms, obviously. And now let's look at some of the saints, some of the feasts. Apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the extraordinary form, on the 11th of February. In the ordinary form, on that same day as Our Lady of Lourdes. St. Agatha, February 5th. St. Andrew Corsini, February 3rd, in the extraordinary form. St. Blaise, on February 3rd, as an optional memorial in the ordinary form. And now on the 14th, Valentine's Day, in the ordinary form, Saints Cyril and Methodius. Saint Cyril of Alexandria shows up on the 9th. Saint Matthias on the 24th in the extraordinary form. Now on the 6th, Saint Paul Miki and his companions, that's in the ordinary form. Saint Peter Damian in the ordinary form is on the 21st. That's an optional memorial. And then in the extraordinary form as a third class on the 23rd. Now, in the ordinary form, St. Polycarp falls on the 23rd. On February 7th, St. Romuald in the extraordinary form and St. Scholastica in the ordinary form. February 6th, in the extraordinary form, St. Titus. And then finally, the seven founders of the Order of Servites. Optional memorial on the 17th, in the ordinary form. And in the extraordinary form as a third class on the 12th. For great stories on these and other great feasts and saints, check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org. By the way, I forgot to mention earlier on our show, I got a couple of lovely stories from my wife. The first one is apparently a true story about something that took place in Vancouver, British Columbia, up in Canada, or as my kids like to call it, Canada. The second one took place somewhere in Florida. Let's take a look at this first one. We'll get the secular story out of the way first, okay? I put this one up on Crystals Vintage at the blog, only to have our good friend Seamus Rocks suggest in the comm box that we put this up on Crystals Vintage anywhere. So, in keeping good with the feedback, here goes. George Phillips, an elderly man from Vancouver, British Columbia, was going up to bed when his wife told him that he had left the light on in the garden shed, which she could see from the bedroom window. George opened up the back door and go to turn off the light, but saw that there were people in the shed stealing things. He phoned the police, and the conversation with the dispatcher went kind of like this.
Is someone in your house?
No, but some people are breaking into my garden shed and stealing from me.
All patrols are busy right now. You should lock your doors, and an officer will be along once one is available.
Okay.
George hung up the phone and counted to 30. Then he phoned the police again.
Hello? I just called you a few seconds ago because there were people stealing things from my shed. Well, you don't have to worry about them anymore because I just shot them all.
Within 5 minutes, six police cars, a SWAT team, a helicopter, and two fire trucks, a paramedic, and an ambulance showed up at the Phillips residence. They caught the burglars red-handed.
I thought you said you shot them.
I thought you said there was nobody available.
Moral of the story, never mess with an old man. Now here's the other story. This one involves a Florida judge who apparently knows his scripture. One time in Florida, an atheist created a case against the upcoming Easter and Passover holy days. He hired an attorney to bring the discrimination case against Christmas, Jews, and observances of their holy days. The argument was that it was unfair that the atheists had no such recognized days. The case was brought before a judge. After listening to the passionate presentation by the lawyer, the judge banged his gavel and declared,
"Case dismissed."
"Objection, Your Honor. How can you possibly dismiss this case? The Christians have Christmas, Easter, and a bunch of others. The Jews have Passover, Yom Kippur, and Hanukkah. Yet my client and all the other atheists have no such holidays."
"But you do. Your client, counsel, is woefully ignorant."
"Your Honor, we are unaware of any special observance or holiday for atheists."
"The calendar says April 1st is April Fool's Day. Psalm 14, verse 1 states, 'The fool says in his heart, there is no God.' Thus, it is the opinion of this court that if your client says there is no God, then he is a fool. Therefore, April 1st is his day. Court adjourned."
Okay, class. Your attention, please. Class, it's time for Liturgy 101 from the School of Snark. This week's Liturgy 101 topic from the School of Snark, Ash Wednesday. And we're going to go right through the mass propers here. We'll start with the introit. The Latin, Misereris hominum domine, et nihil odisti eorum quae fecisti, dissimulans peccata hominum propte penitentiam, et pacens illis, quia tu est Dominus Deus noste. Somus, miserere mei Deus, miserere mei, quoniam in te confidit anima mea. Your mercy extends to all things, O Lord, and you despise none of the things you have made. You overlook the sins of men for the sake of repentance. You grant them pardon because you are the Lord, your God. Psalm. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for my soul confides in you. If you have to use a hymn here, the ideal choice would be There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. Now, if you're doing your intervening chants from the lectionary, the responsorial psalm, Be Merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned, with Psalm 51, Psalm 50 if you're using the Vulgate. My favorite metrical setting would have to be Alexander Pelequin's, which comes from his two-volume Songs of Israel collection. This is volume one, that is, of his two-volume Songs of Israel collection. And that particular refrain setting can also be found in Worship 2. Now, the verse before the gospel, and this is the verse that is accompanied with an antiphon that replaces Alleluia. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matching hymn that could go well, maybe after communion, would be Shepherd of Souls, Refresh and Bless, particularly verse 2. We would not live by bread alone, but by thy word of grace, in strength of which we travel on to our abiding place. Now, if you're using the intervening chants from the Graduale, that is, the gradual and the tract, the gradual, Miserere mei Deus, miserere mei, quoniam in te confidit anima mea, misi de celo et liberavit me, dedit in opprobrium conculcantes me. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for my soul confides in you. He has sent from heaven and saved me. He has put to shame those who trampled upon me. And in the tract, I won't read the entire text because of its length. However, I will tell you that it's selected verses from Psalms 103 and 79, or if you're reading from the Vulgate, 102 and 78. Another cool meditation based on that, maybe as a responsory somewhere else, maybe during the communion procession. The Lord is Kind and Merciful, from Volume 2 of Pelequin's Songs of Israel collection. It's outright gorgeous. Now, during the distribution of ashes, there are a number of chant choices in English and Latin, as found in the Roman Missal and the Graduale Romanum. One need not resort to one-word titles like Hosea or Ashes with their respective goofy tunes. After all, we all know about trees bending even though they're straight and tall. And we also know that stumblings is a two-syllable, not three-syllable word. Additional hymns that are ideal would include Parce Domine and Attende Domine. Both of these can be effectively sung a cappella. Parce Domine will come to play later on in our show when we discuss the Lenten psalm settings that I wrote. Now, the proper for the offertory, Exaltabo te Domine quoniam suscepisti me, nec delectasti inimicos meos supe me. Domine clamavi ad te, et sanasti me. I will extol you, O Lord, for you drew me clear and did not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. That in itself is Psalm 30 or Vulgate 29. Gelano version from Worship 2 or 3, anyone? For him, I kind of ran into this one here. Lord, who throughout these 40 days, with emphasis on the second verse, where we could actually put Jesus in David's shoes, right? As thou with Satan didst contend, and didst the victory win. So we're putting Jesus in victory over his foes, Satan. Oh, give us strength in thee to fight, in thee to conquer sin. There you go. Finally, communion. Qui meditabitur in lege Domine die ac nocte.
dabit fructum suum in tempore suo. He who meditates on the law of the Lord day and night will yield fruit in due season. And that is from Psalm 1. By the way, check out the Jelinek version in the Psalm section towards the front of Worship 3. And the antiphon given there is, "Blessed are they who delight in the law of the Lord." For many more excellent music suggestions, don't forget to check out Contica Nova planning pages for Ash Wednesday. We'll leave a link for you in today's show notes. Don't touch that mouse. Don't do this at church.
Be rise again from ashes, for the good we fail to do.
Christos Vincit semi-live at the kitchen table.
Where's the kaboom?
Hello and welcome to our segment here, semi-live at the kitchen table. And here we're doing the Psalms that I had written for Lent, and have recently been contributed to the Chabanel Psalms project. This you can find at chabanelpsalms.org. You can find the link to that in today's show notes. Now, Chabanel Psalms, alright, this was named after Saint Noel Chabanel, and this was the brainchild of Jeff Ostrowski. And it was originally the place where Jeff had offered musical settings for his responsorial psalms throughout the year, and of course, this was to be done for free. Yes, absolutely free. Soon after, Jeff welcomed compositions from guest composers such as Sam Schmidt, Father Jeffrey Keyes, Arlene Oost-Zinner, Gregory Evans, Richard Rice, and yours truly. Now, the settings available in the project are written in metrical and in chant styles, many with at least the verses written in chant. And there are still a good number of settings in the project that are written completely in a chant style. Today we're going to showcase, on this show anyways, my own Lenten contributions for Year B. That is the second year of the liturgical cycle, the three-year cycle. And that's the year that we're in right now. This first part of our three-part series will feature Psalms for Ash Wednesday and the Sundays of Lent. By the way, this is more for instructional purposes than entertainment. Now, for reference, you can visit that link, chabanelpsalms.org. Again, you can find it in the show notes. And then click the Enter link once you get there, and then Year B. From there, you scroll down to the Lent settings, Ash Wednesday, and then the Sundays of Lent. And then for each one, you'll want to click on the settings marked A Version by Guest Composer Brian Michael Page. Now we're going to start with the Ash Wednesday psalm, because this one is coming up very soon. This is this Wednesday coming. And you might just recognize, I'm going to play the refrain really quick, just the music. You might just recognize where this comes from. Let's see if you can guess what that was adapted from. If you guess Pace Domine, you're right. Alright? We'll play it right quick here.
Pace Domine, Pace Populo Tuo, Ne in eternum iras caris nobis.
Okay? And you'll hear this in the psalm verses, too. This can actually be done very well a cappella. Again, I'll do the refrain.
Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatest of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me.
And then we go back to the response.
Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned.
And you'll notice for the fifth Sunday of Lent, and this one's going to be coming very soon into the Chaminade Project, the antiphon for the fifth Sunday of Lent, also based on Psalm 51, is this.
Create a clean heart in me, O God.
Okay, let's look at the first Sunday of Lent now, this Sunday coming up. Now this one is, Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant, and this goes with Psalm 25. This is an original setting that, again, can be done a cappella. You don't have to open up the organ for these. These can actually be done quite softly. Again, just enough to support the singing. That's all you need for Lent. You don't have to blast anything out.
Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant.
See how easy that one was? It was the same melody through, just a little difference in the harmony between halves here. We'll do it one more time.
Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant.
And then we have a lovely little key change for the verses. Now we're going from A minor to A major. Okay?
Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Lord, teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior.
And then back to the minor.
Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant.
That's the first Sunday. Now the second Sunday, the antiphon actually serves better with the organ. It's a little bit deeper in the pedal, and also with with the bass clef, it's got a nice, rich sound to it. Unfortunately, I don't have a pedal board with this little keyboard that I'm using at the kitchen table. So I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. And it basically sounds like this. Okay, here's the antiphon. This is in cut time.
I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
And the verse is quite nice too. Ready? Some of you may be familiar with this psalm tone that I have written for the verses because I've used it for other psalms.
I believed even when I said, I am greatly afflicted. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones.
The third verse follows that same pattern. The second verse, because it is a five-line verse, there's an extra measure there. Sounds a little bit different. I decided to make a different melody for that extra bar instead of doing a repeat. And it goes like this.
O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds.
And the rest is normal.
To you will I offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And I will call upon the name of the Lord.
And that takes care of that song. Now for the third Sunday, we have, Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. And this one I decided to write completely in a chant-like style. And again, this can be done a cappella.
Lord, you have the words of everlasting life.
And then we have a very simple psalm tone here.
The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple.
And there is also an alternate accompaniment to this, by the way. And this is very similar to something that Richard Prue used to do. Okay, when he wrote accompaniments to chants, he would often write an alternate accompaniment, putting a descant up top, while putting the melody more like in the middle. So we have, I'll do the second verse to give an idea.
The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. Lord, you have the words of everlasting.
Now we'll go to the fourth Sunday. Now the fourth Sunday, of course, is Laetare Sunday. And for that particular Sunday, you can actually use more of the organ. Although this one here, you can also do a cappella. The refrain could be done very easily in four parts while chanting the verses a cappella. And this is one of those rare ones. It's an F sharp minor.
Let my tongue be silent if I ever forget you. By the streams of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. On the aspens of that land, we hung up our harps. Let my tongue be silent if I ever forget you.
And there you go. And then that fifth Sunday is Create a Clean Heart in Me, O God, which you heard earlier, and that was similar, very similar, to the one for Ash Wednesday, to be merciful, O Lord.
And now for today's musical guest. Here is the Schola Cantorum of St. Mary Star of the Sea Church in Beverly, Massachusetts.
Firmamentum meum.
And there you just heard the Schola Cantorum of St. Mary Star of the Sea Church, Beverly, Massachusetts. This is a Schola that comes in and does the Saturday anticipated Mass once a month at the church. You can visit the parish site at stmarystar.org, stmarystar.org. That introit, by the way, is Esto Mihi, which is the introit for the sixth Sunday of Ordinary Time. The conductor of the Schola is Michael Olbosch, the organist and music director for the parish, Frederick MacArthur. By the way, one of the members of this monthly Schola is Richard Schoenack, who is one of the bloggers at Catholic Light. We'll leave a link to that in the show notes as well. By the way, thank you to Rich for securing the permission to broadcast the introit. By the way, how many of you got to hear this introit at Mass that day? It would have been February 15th, the sixth Sunday of Ordinary Time. Not many, huh? Eh, figures. Well, anyways, drop me a line. Let me know what you got stuck with for an opening song or an opening hymn that day.
Funnier than archaic language. But less politically correct than inclusive language. It's hymnody, an inflationary language. And here to present today's inflationary language hymn, here is Seamus O'Reilly.
Hello there, Seamus here. Our hymn in inflationary language is brought to you by Pope Pelosi. With her as Pope, the church and the world will soon be damned. Today, instead of doing the usual inflationary language hymn in English, I figured, let's find out what it would sound like using a hymn in Latin. So, here it goes. Adoro te devote lata levens deitas, quae sub his figuris veri latitas. Divise comerum tothrim subdicit, quia te contemplans tothrim deficit. Visus tactris gustus in te fallitur, sed auditri duet trito creditur. Credo quid dixi Dei filius, unus hoc veritatis verius. In cruce latebat sola deitas, ad hic latet simul et humanitas, ambo tamen credens atque confidelevens. Petro quod petivit latro penit elevens. Plagas sicut Thomas non in trieor, Deum tamen meum in confiteor. Fac me tibi semper magis credere, in te spem habere te deligere. O memoriale, Jesu Domini, panis vivus vitam prestans homini. Presta mei menti de te vivere, et te illi semper dulce sapere. Pie pelicane Jesu Domine, me immunum munda trio sanguine. Cuius duas stila salvum facere, totrim munda quit ab omnis celere. Jesu quem velatrim nunca specio, oro fila illud quod tam sitio. Ut te revelata cenens facie, visus sum beatris triae gloriae. Amen.
Christus vincit.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
Don't do this at church.
I receive the big black smudge, and it says that I'm a sinner.
I want to reiterate something I started a while back. Yes, our promo swap with the delis that sell Krakowska kielbasa. We're looking for Polish delis, or at least delis that sell Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vineyard Anywhere. All you need to do is let me know of such a deli. Email me at bpage69@yahoo.com with the name and address of such deli, and I will more than happily send them a copy of the plaque that includes their name and address, as well as the deli meat Krakowska Kielbasa, in our Krakowska Kielbasa Wall of Fame at crystalsvintage.com. And we'll even mention your deli in our next episode. What a great way to promote a great podcast and a great food from a great deli. Don't forget to get that vote in at Podcast Alley. You can find that and many other fun activities in the Crystals Vintage Interactive Corner. We also have a message board you can leave feedback on. And I also welcome any and all listeners to join the latest Facebook craze, Fans of Crystals Vintage Anywhere. Just log on to crystalsvintage.com and you'll find all of these things absolutely free. I want to thank you for joining me today. Join us again next time as we resume our series on the Music Issues. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Crystal's Vintage Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Rat Singers, Rottweilers, and the Crystal's Vintage Network. This broadcast is copyright 2009, Brian Michael Page. Made on a crappy PC.